Morning, how y'all doing? You know, I've said this a number of times, but every week creates a different challenge. That's the great thing about this league and getting ready for the Jets and watching them Monday night, what they were able to do defensively against Miami. I've got great respect for Rex Ryan, what he does defensively, what they do as a defensive staff. And they create a lot of different looks for offensive players. So this is a big week for us in terms of our preparation. And it does create more challenges than we may have had over the last few weeks.
How would you classify him as a defensive-minded coach? I mean, aggressive and trying to dictate the style to the offense? Right?
I think the whole thing with Rex is they're always very sound. And then they very multiple. So they give you a lot of different looks. They create a lot of different looks. They're geared not to give up big plays. They early in the year they were giving up more big plays than usual. I say they're a very complete defense, and they're going to adjust their defense to what they feel you have the toughest time handling.
So much of their identity is kind of channeled through him. You know, his persona and all that. Have you ever tried to, you know? You seem like a pretty laid-back guy. I don't know how much of your personality has ever translated into your offensive units or your team as a whole. How would you say?
I think it's all perception, and it's. I think our players understand where I'm coming from and what we're about, and I don't think they would describe as being laid-back.
Think you'll get McKinnon back this week?
Pardon me?
Do you think you'll get McKinnon back this week?
I don't know. You know, he wasn't able to do anything yesterday, so we'll just have to wait till the week's over.
How difficult has it been trying to establish a running game given all the changes throughout the course of the first 12 weeks?
You know, one of the best things we've been able to do, I think, is create a run look, create some run, find different ways each week to manage a running game. I think that's helped us. It's helped us over the last 5 weeks, certainly. Over the last 5 weeks, we've cut down our sacks dramatically. We've not turned the ball over. I think we have two turnovers in the last five games. We've cut down our sacks. During that three-week period, we had 19 sacks over the last 5 weeks. I think we've had 10 sacks. And, some of those aren't protection issues. They're other issues. So, I think we've just tried to manage the situation we have as well as we can and, create some runs so people have to play as honestly. I thought he did fine. He had a couple issues on the edge that are fixable, more technique than they are his playing ability, but it was nice having him, and it's a challenge with him and Joe on the right side. The combination of not having played together, and they're not the starting guys.
What learned about Joe in the last 6 weeks that you might not have known coming out of camp?
I think Joe's done good the last stretch. I mean, that last period of time. He had a couple tough plays in the Green Bay game. We had, that's what happens. I know the perception that Teddy was better in this last week than he was against Green Bay and Chicago. I thought he's been good throughout the last 5 weeks, and I thought he actually played better in Green Bay than he did in Carolina. So we had two or three plays. One of them, you mentioned Joe, where he has a guy running wide open. It's going to be a big play, and the guy on Joe got pressure and knocked Teddy back. So those things didn't happen in Carolina, so it looked better. But Joe's done good, considering the circumstances, as I'd say. He's had some tough matchups.
In his knowledge of the offense and being able to maybe get him more involved?
Well, we every week is different. Now we're trying to get everybody involved. We had in the first quarter and a half, we had 11 plays last week. When you block two punts for touchdowns, the other team, gets to keep the ball. And then we had a two-minute drive that Ben's not going to be in on a two-minute drive. We had an 11-play, two-minute drive where we scored. So we had three possessions in the first half. I'd like to get all our guys involved. Ben's getting ready. He played a little bit. He was a little bit loose with the ball. We got to fix that because that's what I'm saying. The best things we're doing right now is we're not turning the ball over. We've gotten better in protection. And when we have opportunities, we're making the most out of them.
You talk about Teddy playing better against Green Bay than Carolina. I guess how much does the results, or at least what those of us on the outside see, get dictated by protection and what's going on around him? How much?
Well, not even protection. I think people see Teddy in the Green Bay game miss a couple throws early, and they start automatically two throws, and there's something about accuracy. The throws he missed, I've seen him make 100 times in practice. The throw he made to Jarius on the deep ball, it was a revelation. I've seen him make it from the beginning of training camp all through this, all through every day we come out and practice here. So, you know, he can do all the things he needs to do to be an outstanding quarterback in this league. Like most young guys, there's going to be some ups and downs, but his lows have not been as low as a lot of young guys I've been around, and he continues to get better.
Sense frustration from him, just time and lack of catches.
Yeah, I think anyone that is in a situation where he didn't play last week would be frustrated. But Cordero knows he wasn't here all week. He missed Monday, Tuesday, you know, which we don't do a lot. Monday we have our meetings. He missed Wednesday and Thursday. You know, he was out of town at a funeral. It's hard to get ready. We have a totally different game plan for Carolina. Then you combine it with blocking two punts in the first half and as not really having the ball. I expect Cordero to play and play like he has. You know, CJ's playing at a high level. CJ's a starter at X. That's the position Cordero plays. So, you know, we're gonna do what we can to give him some opportunities to play there. But CJ's playing at a real high level right now.
Does Cordero kind of have to work his way back into starting?
No, because I don't think he's gone anywhere. I think he just needs to – we need to roll him in there and do the things that we've done throughout. And, you know, he's had some bad luck. He's had some situations where he's been open and Teddy threw it somewhere else and he could have had big plays. He's obviously had some situations where he's been open and we missed him. Sometimes that's the way it goes. But he's doing the things we need him to do, and he had an outstanding day of practice yesterday. And, you know, I see him being, you know, a big-time player in this offense as we go forward.
Charles is a starter there right now?
He started last week, and I think he started the last 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks.